Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to WFHR's Playmakers. Hope y'all are having a great afternoon out there. Thanks so much for joining us. You have your host, James, here. I am joined by our partner in sports, Mr. Michael Comer.
Mister, I don't know where that is. I'm still trying to figure out what's going on with the music
here. Yeah, yeah. The look on your face was priceless, man. I wanted to surprise you a little
bit. What the hell is this?
What is going on? You're playing the wrong theme music. We wanted to change it up a little bit, especially we've got a new sponsor. So we want to shout out, of course, our longtime sponsors, Quality Plus Printing. A big thank you to Phil and the gang. It was great to see him in here earlier today. And, of course, our great friends over at Family Natural Foods. Big shout out to them. Appreciate them being a part of things. And as much as we appreciate all you being here, we are wide open. Hit us in the number 715-424-2600. Michael and I got plenty to talk about in the pregame. I was telling me about some stuff that I'm already looking forward to diving into with you. So let's say probably about 5:30 mark when we come back from our timeout, we'll get into River Kings, we'll get into local high school stuff. I certainly want to talk about the release of the brackets and getting into some of the women's conference on that side of things, especially Assumption Division 5, getting into a little bit of the layout there.
Yep.
But before we get into all of that, sticking with basketball, I want to talk a little Wisconsin Badgers basketball, as they had a big couple of wins recently, certainly beating Purdue. That one's noteworthy.
They didn't.
Yes. Man, that Purdue Pete mascot, somebody's got to do something about that. That thing is creepy. That is top five creepiest mascots? Got to be top five.
I don't know. I mean, nothing against Peter Papermaker, but Peter Papermaker is kind of the same part.
A little similar. For some reason, it doesn't creep me out as much. I don't know. There's something about Purdue Pete that's just weird to me. I don't know. There's something about it. Maybe the unblinking eyes.
That might be it.
If you've seen the King Cake Baby that the New Orleans Pelicans were using for a while there, that is the easily most terrifying mascot I've ever seen. It is by far and away. It's worse than any tree, I'll tell you that. And not a great mascot either for Illinois. The Fighting Illini, they just don't really have a mascot anymore.
No, they don't.
With a lot of things that have happened and stuff. But Badgers, great mascot. Great Badger. Great mascot. And Badgers victorious over Illinois, 95-74. Noteworthy, certainly because this is a game that they've struggled with in years past.
Yeah.
This one was not a struggle.
No.
This was pretty convincing. Sanjay and the team took care of that. They made sure of it pretty early on, I think. So just with that, it got me thinking about Big Ten play, and I wasn't even sure necessarily when the Big Ten tournament started. Comes up on March 12th. It'll be looking forward to that. And certainly, as a sucker for the United Center, I like a lot of these games being played there. Looking at the rest of the season for Wisconsin, the rest of the regular season, Oregon, of course, this Saturday, Washington on Tuesday, going to be at Michigan State on Sunday, at Minnesota the following Wednesday, and then wrapping up the regular season, Penn State coming to Madtown.
Come to Penn State. I will say that rodent soda game, that's going to be interesting there with what they did to UCLA last night. I didn't foresee that one going the way it did. I only caught the tail end of the Badger-Illinois game there because I was coming back from Stevens Point. But I was impressed. And there's a couple guys down at the bar that I stopped at on the way home that they're sitting there, they're screaming. I mean, they're really into the game, and I'm sitting there, okay. But they were saying they're going to break 100. They're going to break 100. They're going to break. Well, they didn't, but they were on the cusp. And if they don't let up, they're going to.
Yeah.
And it was interesting. I didn't get to research too much into it. Was how the Illinois coach and guard, they agreed. We don't need to go through the post. The post-game handshake.
Yeah,
So I wondered if there's some stuff being said on the court we don't know about. Because Garden, that Illinois coach, they were cool. I mean, they were talking, whatever.
Fine.
But they said, we probably don't need to go through this.
I noticed that, too, yeah. And I would love to hear more reporting on that one. I'd like to see some more done on that. What I'm curious about, too, especially, God, just for some reason, just thought of the Juwan Howard situation.
But that
years
clown,
ago,
yeah.
Man. In part, too, because I see Michigan at the top of the Big Ten standings, and certainly he's having a great season. Michigan State, Izzo, and what he does over there year
Tom
in
Izzo.
Year out. I have nothing against.
He actually
Tom
had
Izzo.
To pay property taxes in Stevens Point when he was going after Sam and Joey Hauser.
Wow, really?
I mean, that's not true.
No.
He spent so much time in Point.
I just didn't know that he actually went after the Hausers. That was
Joey.
Joey
played at Michigan State his last year,
wow.
And there's a whole list of things that go into that. that because Wisconsin supposedly spurned them, and the parents weren't happy. This is all 10 years ago, so who knows now.
With the Big Ten tournament right around the corner, and so much Big Ten, of course, play at the end of the regular season, it gets us thinking about this and how Wisconsin and these teams rank up. Wisconsin is sitting third right now in the Big Ten standings, and that could change a bit as these games are being played against fellow conference teams. But still, the fact that Wisconsin is this highly ranked, seeing Michigan State kind of back in the run of things, and with this addition of UCLA, Washington, Oregon, all these other teams. I don't know the last time I was this excited about the Big Ten tournament, and I don't really have a team in it. I am living vicariously through you Wisconsinites through the Badgers. I like the Badgers. I root for their hockey team as long as I've been alive. I've rooted for their hockey team, but I'm not gonna be one of these bandwagon jumpers.
No,
you guys know who I root for. We can move on.
Yeah. They had a good year like one or two years ago. They made second round. They beat Mississippi State. I think it was
all right. It was all right.
That's the best one they ever had.
When it comes to this tournament, I'm just excited as a basketball fan, and I love the game. I love basketball, and I love college basketball. So I'm excited. I think that by no doubt, I'm not going to say who wins the Big Ten tournament. This is going to happen.
No idea.
But I will say the teams that are the final four of the Big Ten conference championship, though, one of those teams, I have no doubt, is going to make it to the Elite Eight and could make it to the Final Four. I'm going on such a limb here. I'm not trying to go out on a limb. I'm giving you something that I think is something worth talking about and something worth paying attention to now through March into April. And as this tournament goes on, there's a lot of local stories here that I think we can get into, along with just loving basketball and March Madness.
I think there's a lot of talk this past weekend when I think it was Tennessee, Alabama, or Auburn, Alabama?
Auburn, Alabama.
Yep. So there was a lot of talk about that, about this isn't your grandpa's or your dad's Wisconsin. And I watched a little bit about that. I'm like, there's some validity to that. They can shoot outside.
Yeah.
They're not just the grind-the-clock, physical, punch you, beat you up, just pound on you. They're not that. I mean, they can do it. But that's not them anymore, and that's where it's a different team to prepare for. That listen, I've already said how I feel about SEC basketball and that. Mm-hmm. I mean, you get a couple teams here and there, but generally speaking, I don't buy into them. The Big East sometimes. I mean, the Big 12 even a little bit mm-hmm. there too. Mm-hmm. K-State, Iowa State, Kansas, Oklahoma State. Every once they when Eddie Sutton was still around for sure. I mean, there's teams there to watch.
I understand, Jay Billis is brilliant with college mm-hmm. basketball. I love hearing him talk about it. I think he's a great mind for it and everything. And he's one of the people coming out and really championing, saying this SEC conference right now is maybe one of the best ever, if not the best ever in college basketball, how difficult it is. I could not buy one second of that. I will say Auburn is incredible.
Auburn is
a fun team to watch that happens to be in the SEC. I watched that Alabama-Auburn game as much as I could on YouTube. I saw reruns. I didn't see it live.
Yeah,
I catch a lot of stuff, to be honest with everybody. I don't get to see a lot of things in a moment. I'm catching stuff,
that was
highlights,
Saturday?
And a lot of that. Yeah.
Yeah, I was at Lincoln for wrestling.
Right on. I was watching it like highlights at 1 in the morning and everything. And I'm watching this game, and I see, Auburn's got some players. Auburn's pretty deep as a team. Alabama, good three-point shooters. I got nothing else. I don't see an SEC team outside of Auburn. If I'm looking at this as conference against conference, Big Ten against them, I feel good about my chances. Up and down the conference, I feel good about how we line up against them. I am a little more worried about your St. John's, about some of these other teams that are out there. I don't know how that's going to go, but that'll all shake out in the tournament. That'll all shake out with all those things. And when we're yelling about who was seated where or whatever else comes out in March. One other thing I wanted to mention about the Badgers, for those that didn't catch this, they have a new GM. And that may sound really weird to some of you out there, but this is the new day and age that we're mm-hmm. in. Now, I have been jokingly calling McIntosh their GM for a while. He's their AD.
Yes.
But that's essentially a GM nowadays in college mm-hmm. sports. But now they have an official one, Marcus Sidibe, old Badger himself. Taking the position, like we've seen with a number of places. Andrew Luck in Stanford is probably the best example. These are big recruiters. These are big mascots. He's right there with Bucky as a mascot, as somebody who can help with navigate this stuff. Maybe take a couple things off of McIntosh's plate so that he can just focus on this. It's the new day and age that we're in. Regardless of how you feel about NIL or college sports having GMs or any of these things, I feel like it's kind of like barking at the sun.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't change anything. It doesn't do anything. I'm more concerned with seeing the teams that we root for, the teams that are in our conference or that we talk about, how are they adapting to the modern times? And I see the Wisconsin Badger University for a good, I'd say almost 10 years now, has been right on the cusp, if not ahead of trends.
Yeah.
And doing a really good job of it. I'm not saying, obviously, they haven't won any national championships. They're not even winning any recruiting wars necessarily, but they're not lagging behind. They're not like some other Big Ten teams or some other teams in other conferences, including the SEC, that are way behind on this. I would be very encouraged by that if I was a Badger fan and I was rooting for this team. But it also made me think about the Milwaukee Brewers.
Oh, and their inability to, or unwillingness to spend money?
And not just that. That's an old conversation.
We had it last week.
I'm not saying that I don't want to even talk about it, or I don't want the listeners to feel like we can talk about it, but I'm just saying that we've definitely talked about that, covered that.
Yeah.
It's more of like this new dialogue that's coming up now where we're able to look behind the curtain more than we've ever been able to.
Yes.
And we have owners like the New York Mets owner, Steve Cohen, who are showing you his books, who are coming out and basically like, this is what it's like. This is what I got. I'm a billionaire. I got more money than Solomon, and this is what I'm doing with it. And no more open checkbook. I like how he closed it now. Like,
yeah.
That's a real great... That's like telling your kids after they eat the ice cream, all right, no more treats. Like, you know, sure. But regardless, when you are the owner of one of these teams, and I'm talking about the Brewers, but I could be talking about a lot of teams here in a lot of different sports, and you're telling your fan base, my hands are tied. I want to do it. I want to sign Alex Bergman. I want to sign this guy, but dang it, we're a small market team and I just can't afford it. We're a mom and pop place and gosh darn it, we just can't afford it. And yet, we don't get to see the books.
Nope.
We don't get to know what's going on there. We don't get to understand, okay, well, if that's the case, we'll empathize with you. We're obviously diehard fans. We love this team. Just go ahead and be honest with us. But instead, it's this dog and pony show.
Oh, I love that expression. I use it all the time.
I was looking for the expression in my brain, and I'm like, oh, that's the one. We don't get to use it enough in society. Enough nowadays anymore. I'm bringing it back. We want to bring it back. It's not that. It is that. I'm sorry. It is that. It's just this whole thing that every owner brings out, going back to the Oakland A's or any of these other teams, about whining about how they can't survive or something. Well, we know that's not true. And if it is true, how did you get to this point in your life, like in business? How did you get to the point where you got the chance to own an actual sports team? Like, if you're that bad at business that your team is not finishing in the black, that's on you. That's not on me as a fan. You bought the team.
Yeah.
You bought now. And here is something that I ask of all ownership, and specifically of Jerry Jones, to just be honest with their fan base. You know what? We just can't do this. We just can't win. So what we're doing, and we heard this from Anastasio the other day, and one of the worst sound bites from an owner of all time, and God, I bet that he regrets it. It basically telling the fan base, the Milwaukee Brewer fan base, well, I don't know if we can win a World Series, so we're just going to try to have family fun night. We're gonna be a fun place to go for the family. Maybe we can't win a World Series, but gosh darn it, we're going to go out there and have some fun.
Yeah,
How do you think Pat Murphy felt about that? How do you think Christian Yelich felt about that? That those guys that are going out there grinding, giving you everything they got.
What's the point of even playing?
Why are you doing this?
Yeah.
The fans buy into sports for championships. Ownership buys sports for money. Unless that there's not going to change there or anything, but until ownership is at least honest with the fan bases, why are we going to these games? Why are we buying jerseys? What is the point of buying whoever your favorite player is on the Brewers right now? Why are you buying their jersey? Is there any guarantee they're going to be there in 2 years?
Right.
Like, I will not buy a current White Sox player jersey because there isn't one to buy. But that's me. That's my.
Well,
team.
I thought you had your own. Because you're the next manager.
I mean, I'm frustrated. I understand what I got in Jerry Reinsdorf. He has made it very clear who he is. And we know the second he opens his mouth, he's lying to us. And not that any of that's good, but I've come to a good peace with that. I have realized, okay, I'm not going to give that guy any of my money, but I'm still rooting for that team because of the players and the coaches, et cetera, et cetera. What happens with the Milwaukee Brewers year in and year out is downright heartbreaking to me because they lie to this fan base over and over again. I'm not saying the fans take it. The fans see through it, but they continue to, well, maybe they do, maybe they don't. I want to speak for all fans. I'm not a dire Milwaukee Brewer fan, so I don't want to speak for that. But I will say that it is heartbreaking to see because I do think that a lot of them take the hook.
Yes.
And the only way that they're going to listen to you is if you hit them in the wallet. You got to hit them in the wallet. I hate to do this. We cover Brewer games, but I am nothing if I'm not honest on these airwaves. And what they're doing is lying to you right now. They're lying straight to your face, telling you. It's one thing if you truly couldn't compete, we would understand. But we know that you can. We know that you got the money. We know that you can compete. You are I don't care. There is no more small markets. With the TV deals and the amount of money that's coming in, get out of here with small markets.
Yep.
There is no small market in all of sports. The Green Bay Packers are in the black every season, and they're the smallest franchise in all the whole world.
Yep.
There's no smaller team in the whole world than the Packers.
Barely over, 100,000 or whatever in the city,
They got a chest sitting there of money in case something goes bad. We found out about during COVID because they're so smart about things over there and how well they run that franchise.
Yep.
You're telling me that there you in Milwaukee can't do that? Don't tell me that. Don't lie to my face. At least be honest about it. Be like, hey, we don't want to open the books. We want you to come to the games, but we ain't going to open up the books. We're going to do what we can with what we got, and we're going to finish in the black, blah, 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 blah. Please come to our games. Be honest about it. Don't. In this day and age, I thought that's what we were doing. I thought with all the rise of people not holding back anymore and saying the quiet part out loud and everything, be that. Do that. At least give us some positive to that narrative.
You know, that's one that I'm getting to the time of year where I get to make my annual $20 wager with a friend of mine that the Brewers will not make or win a World Series. And we're getting to that point. So I'm hopefully going to see Tony eventually and go about that. And last year he said, well, how about double or nothing? So I won $40 off of him. But that's the one thing, and you touched on that quite a bit, that it's one thing for us who are not fans of the Brewers sit there and say, you're not going to win. And it's not because of the market. It's because your ownership.
Yeah.
And that's been, I mean, my thing is just because I don't think they have the talent to do it, and that's because they're not willing to spend. And the other part is the talent looks at Milwaukee as a glorified farm team that, okay, well, I'm going to get my big contract by playing well here, but I know I'm never going to win here, so that's why I'm going to leave. I mean, Prince Fielder did it. I mean, he's just won. Cesar Sabathia, but that was he. Was that this just a stepping stone? Yeah, it was, because he knew that there was no way Milwaukee was going to open up the purse strings to do it. And that's, I didn't hear the exact quote, but I read something about it this week that I said, I need to go back to that. And believe it or not, I didn't get back to it. But it was pretty much what you're just saying is, yeah, we're just going to make this a fun experience. We're not going to try to win. And maybe that's not the right words, because everybody tries to win. Yeah, we'll win the division. Okay, good. When you're a bad division like the Central was the last 2 years, good job. You won the division by default. I mean, so that's why this is just a continuation of what I've seen for a long time.
Just to wrap up before we get into another subject, the quote from Anastasio, is my job to win a World Series, or is it my job to provide a summer of entertainment and passion and a way for families to come together? I can answer that for you, sir. It's to win a World Series.
Well, I say both, but a heavier emphasis emphasis on the first part.
You can do both,
yes.
I believe. I'm pretty sure you can chew gum and walk at the same time.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure that you can do both of these. I can't say both at the same time.
Right.
I want to talk hockey, Michael.
Let's talk the good old hockey game.
We are just less than 24 hours away from one of the more exciting hockey games I can think of that is an exhibition game. It really doesn't mean anything. And that is U.S. versus Canada. And there is no cup to fight for here. There is no gold medal to fight for here. Yet it means everything. And I love that. I love that you strip away the Stanley Cup, you strip away the gold medals, and we are still here. We're 9 seconds into the Saturday's game when these two teams played the last time. There's three fights. And there's nothing but trash talking going on.
Yep.
And I've heard a number of people say that the NHL stole the All-Star Weekend from the NBA. They didn't steal nothing. They took it. They took it. They earned it.
All-Star NBA All-Star Weekend.
I
didn't know anything about it.
Yeah, you didn't miss a thing. You didn't miss anything. None of us did. Team USA's Matthew Tkachuk, Canada's Brandon Hagel traded punches Saturday night, and now they are doing it on social media. The two have been going back and forth quite a bit, which I am just loving. I want more of this. I love it especially because some of this is happening with guys that got to play together the rest of the season
as they're joining
each other's teams. But that's hockey. They'll be fine. They'll be fine. They'll be able to do that just fine. It's wild to see also the argument that's being made because they're saying that some of the Team USA players in their group chats together organized this fight like right off the cuff. And they designed it to happen, and they're supposed to be upset about that. And Canada's saying how that's their shot at us that we planned it. Yeah, we did. Nothing had happened yet. Of course, it was planned. Like it's not like Matthew Tkachuk was just standing there, like, you know what? I'm going to start a fight right now. Of course, they planned it.
Yeah.
The puck hadn't even hit the ice yet from the opening faceoff. Of course, they planned it. And yes, they should have planned it. This is hockey. Like they've taken the goonery out of hockey. I get that. They haven't taken. I almost said something I shouldn't have right there, but you know what I wanted to say right there. They haven't taken that out of hockey. That's still there. And as long as there is adrenaline in sports, you're going to have this from time to time. And quit lying to yourself that you don't love it. It's a part of the game. You wouldn't think that you'd like seeing your father get into a fight, but my God, it's some of my earliest memories. It really is. It really is, man. And these are people that he liked. On the
lake and everything. That's even better.
I am very excited about this game. You've got USA Canada facing off tomorrow for the final Four Nations face-off championship. It might be the only time they do this. I really hope it isn't. But if it is, you want to go away the winner on this one. And one thing I don't think that Canada I would be taking advantage of if I was them, and they don't seem to quite understand. America loves being an underdog, and we will always be an underdog to Canada. We could win 4 gold medals in a row, and we'll still be an underdog to Canada. And we love that. They make it the perfect rival. They are the absolute perfect rival for us. Maybe not, because they're not great at trash talking all the time.
No, they're too nice.
They're way too nice. And that's a compliment. I mean that as a compliment, not a shot.
You know?
But I think that they're a perfect rivalry in many ways because of that, because we love being an underdog, and we're always going to be, no matter how good we are. And we are good. We have got a great team. I'll take our goalie over anybody in the NHL. Hallie's great. Got a good team. Should be a lot of fun. I'm curious if anybody's going to watch, if anybody's interested in it.
They said that tomorrow night?
Yeah, tomorrow night at 7.
Unfortunately, me and good old Randy Paul, we got to work.
We'll be talking about that when we come back, along with some other local sports and some River Kings. It is Michael and James taking you through your evening here on Playmakers. Welcome back to Playmakers, everybody. Good Wednesday afternoon to you out there. Michael and James hanging out. Appreciate your company. Go ahead and give us a call, 715-424-2600, just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app. And if you don't feel like calling in, remember you can text us through the Civic Media app. Feel free to, you know, get those sports takes out of your system. They have a shelf life, people, and you keep them inside too long, it's not good. You're going to have a bad time.
They make you bitter like me and Randy.
Exactly. Same here. Me too. So please go ahead and get them out of your system. Michael, I wanted to focus local on the next half here of time. We'll get into River Kings talk in a moment, but you had some stuff on our local teams.
Oh, I've got a whole bunch, and that I'm going to just come back quick with what I told you off the air.
Yes.
I'm still I hope the United States beats Canada. I mean, I'm an American man. That this is this USA all the way, red, white, and blue.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still really mad about 2008 when they stole our gold medals and gave us Justin Bieber in return.
I will never forgive Canada for that.
I can never forgive them for that.
That and Bryan Adams.
that one cuts like a knife, dude.
I was just throwing a Canadian name out there. I was just
well, at least they shared Rush with us, though. So I'll do
go.
That.
There you go, yeah.
Rest in peace, Neil Peart.
Yes.
Greatest ever.
You mentioned in our pregame that we have a couple of players that are going to be hitting a milestone tomorrow.
Yes, and that's God willing and everything that goes with it. But Randy Paul, we're going to be on the air right around 7 o'clock, a little after 7 o'clock, for the regular season finale of the Assumption Girls basketball team when they take on the Stratford Tigers, good old 105.5 WIRI, and that's going to be historic on a couple points. If the Royals win, now they beat Stratford by 10 earlier in the year. If the Royals win, that'll be 36 straight conference victories.
Whoa.
I don't know where that ranks in records or anything like that, because that's just a record you've really got to hunt for.
Yeah.
And records only go back so far that you can access them on the old interwebs.
It's interesting. Yeah,
it's weird. But then the other part is so the Royals have only lost one game this year, and that's going to be another point that we talk about here in a little bit. But what's going to happen is a junior, Jordan Jaglinski, 6 points away from 1,000 career points, and then a senior, Sarah Shaw, she's 12 points away from 1,000 career points. So if I was a betting man, and I'm not, but I should in this instance, I think we're going to get two 1,000-point scorers in that game tomorrow night.
That's pretty cool. That is pretty cool.
You're seeing them more and more, and you always see them at the smaller schools more than the bigger schools, traditionally.
Yeah.
But like there was a girl from Stevens Point last night, Soybert. Spash, she's a sophomore, and she just scored 1,000 points. So what's she going to do in the rest of her career?
Yeah, really.
And where does she go to college, assuming she does that? It's just unreal. So, I mean, that's one. If you want to hear some history tomorrow night, can't guarantee the win, but I'll guarantee the 1,000-point scorers. Well, I shouldn't even do that in case of injury. You never want to see that. But you're probably going to hear it from Randy and I tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it should be a good one. 7 o'clock tomorrow, right on our sister station, WIRI. Join us at 7:05, Assumption versus Stratford. Mike and Randy on the call for you. Other great local stuff going on as well, Michael, right now.
Yeah, I did go up to, I mentioned Stevens Point, the wrestling team sectional, and it went exactly how I thought it was. You had number one, Kaukauna, and number two, Wisconsin Rapids. Kaukauna just absolutely destroyed Hortonville in their semifinal. Rapids did the same exact thing to Nina. And then they met, and early on, the draw weight was 120 pounds. It was close through about the first half of it. And then towards the end, Kaukauna's just depth and talent at the upper weights took care of business. So that ended the team portion of the Rapids wrestling schedule. But there's a little more that goes into it, and I'm a little worked up about this one. And it was something that James and I had talked about earlier in the year. I said, yeah, just the sectional pairings. You'd have to get a map to really look at it and appreciate it, or get really mad about it. And I mean, I'm not furious by any means, but I'm sitting here, I'm miffed. And that is, you have some of the best teams in the state sitting at home, not going to the Kohl's Center. Now, Rapids, they shot their opportunity there. They had their opportunity, and they got beat by almost 30 points. Kaukauna is that good. I'm not taking a darn thing away from the Ghosts. The Rapids saw Ghosts in more than one way last night, and that's Kaukauna's good. So I'm nothing against Kaukauna. So no, I don't want anybody to hear that.
Yeah.
The whole idea of geographical representation, that is what we are going to have at Team State, is a load. And here's why I'm saying that.
Yeah.
The teams that are going, Kaukauna, you know where that is on a map, Bayport, Green Bay, Holman, La Crosse, Reedsburg, so Madison area. Then you're going to have Muskego, who's good, Arrowhead, good. Then the other ones would be West Allis, and there's one other one that I'm drawing a blank on right now. drawn a blank on it, but either way, mm-hmm. I will guarantee you, you put Wisconsin Rapids up in a duel against every single one of those other than Kekana, Rapids beats them.
Mm.
I will guarantee it. Now, no all those teams that are going, they did their job. They won the regional. They won their team sectional. They're the top two teams in the regional. Okay, go ahead. In the tournaments that Rapids didn't see many of these teams in a dual format, but open tournament. Mm. So you have your weight classes and go by there. I have in my grubby little paw here the results of the Waukesha West and then Wauwatosa.
Mm.
I believe that's the other one.
Okay,
106 pounds, two wrestlers.
What?
113 pounds, one wrestler. Yep, yeah. That's. There's a handful.
On it, huh?
There's and what that one was that one in particular was the Milwaukee City and Brookfield and Wauwatosa and whatever.
Okay. All right.
So you have what Rapids had, which is 7 to 8 kids per bracket. Well, Kekana had the same thing.
Hmm.
Bayport, I know, had the same thing. I went through and looked at this. So you can't see what the problem is, where it's participation, really.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't tell me that Hortonville, who is 6 in the state, they got beat by Kekana. Rapids, number 2. Luxembourg Casco was up there as well, because they got bumped up for competitive balance. Really, you look at geographical representation, you got the West, the South, and the East. Where's the North and Central?
Right.
Where's that? When Section A, for example, that goes from Holman to Marshfield Superior.
Hmm.
That's a big area.
Yeah.
Then Madison, it's Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Madison.
Hmm.
Okay. The one Rapids was in B goes from Merrill to Rapids to Oshkosh, Kekana, Appleton, okay, centrally located. Then, here's a fun, Bayport, which is just north of Green Bay, Luxembourg Casco, which is just north, mm-hmm. east of Green Bay, goes from there all the stinking way down to Port Washington and Slinger and Fond du Lac.
Hmm.
So, I mean, I understand that the big portion of the population in the state is that south.
Sure.
So, yeah, I get that. But you're not representing, if you want geographical representation, man, you're missing probably some of the best wrestling in the state.
Absolutely.
And now I do understand. You got to draw a line somewhere. When there's borders, you got to draw a line somewhere. And I totally understand that. And the way they go about it is they have the top A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, whatever it is for the number of sectionals that mm-hmm. you got to do. So you do that. And then you balance them top 7 or 14 or 16, and then you group them 8 and 8 or 7 and 7, whatever it is, to get a fair allotment in mm-hmm. each one. And now this is the hard part about living where we do, is some years Rapids has gone to that Northwest Superior Eau Claire. Some years they have gone to that Northeast. Some years they have gone Southwest to Madison and everything there, and sometimes they've gone to the Fox Valley. So that's living centrally located. You can go anywhere. I get that, but it's just frustrating that. And you could say it's sour grapes to a point, I guess. But if state tournaments are about getting the best of the best there, they do not have it.
I think that's the overall point. Like, representation is nice, but it's not as important as getting the best as part of the tournament,
part of
the whole thing. So I agree with you, man. And I could see the frustration. I had not dove that much into this. Just talking about it with you, I'm sitting over here getting frustrated.
I mean, I've done my research on this.
Yeah, man. Did your homework. Let's take a phone call. Good afternoon. You're on the air. Oh, it's staticky.
Gentlemen.
Hey.
Michael, I can't agree with you more. The way they seed, I don't remember. I mean, I know wrestling is hard, and I don't know how you did it. But even back with the basketball programs, it wasn't that long ago that you had number 1 and number 2 in the state play each other in a regional final.
Yep.
Yeah, I remember that.
And I think it was in the girls in with Assumption and
it
and,
was.
Somebody.
Yeah.
Newman.
Newman. Thank you. I was thinking of Seinfeld. I almost said Seinfeld.
Right. In a regional final. I would say if you see it in the sectional final, maybe. But I think they need to, when they set up these brackets, they need to basically do it like the college does, come up with your number ones, and then they pretty much hold that bracket, all the number ones. And I'm sure they can figure this out in the state of Wisconsin with the schools and stuff.
Oh, they definitely can figure this out.
There should be never a number one and versus number two in a regional final. That's just terrible. The state has got to figure something else out. I mean, they got all these high school things all goofed up. They have it goofed up in football. I mean,
the thing about this
I don't get it.
The thing I feel about this too is that we are all we are all doing this out of the passion. None of us are necessarily. While Michael and I are technically kind of paid to do this, we're also doing this out of passion. Most of the work we do for this show is not. We're not paid for. It's off time. It's off air. Kevin calling in right now is doing it on his own free time, and we still come up with a lot of better answers and a lot of better decisions than the people that are literally paid to do this. That are literally paid to come up with how to figure this stuff out. I'm not saying that they don't know more than we do or anything, like who knows more or whatever. What I'm saying is that, I mean, it can't be, I feel like it's not that hard. It isn't as difficult as they're making it. And I can't understand why they are. And I'm more curious, I'm just as curious, I should say, as why, what is the holdup in this? Why is it year after year it seems to be this way? And it seems to be where they have a real tendency to have a blind eye to this area. They really do, no matter what the sport we're talking about or anything like that. It's as if we are a flyby city.
Oh, we are.
You know, that's borderline ridiculous to me. Not only because it doesn't just, you know, not only population-wise, it doesn't make a lot of sense. And I'm talking about central Wisconsin here as a whole.
Yes.
But you can even talk about cities if you wanted. But more so to the point, the history in this area for teams, whether we're talking about wrestling at Lincoln or Assumption girls basketball, or et cetera,
Nakusa baseball.
Et cetera. Yeah, there's plenty of reason to pay attention to the athletes in this area. And it's been this way. My family's been here for about 30 years. It's one of the oldest things I've heard in this area is this argument and one version of or another of it.
Yeah, there's a whole long list of it. And one solution that I do have is get me a case of beer and a couple maps of Wisconsin, a couple of my buddies that went through wrestling, and have us draw this up, because I'm pretty sure it'll make a lot more sense. That's the first part. The second part is when it comes to the regional, top two teams, okay, let's rank them. Let's seed them. And Kaukauna would have been one, no argument. Rapids, two. Bayport, three, or Holman, three, whatever. And then have them go through that, because you have teams crisscrossing the state every weekend. Let's get the best four or eight teams, or whatever it is, however you want to narrow it down, and seed it that way so that you for sure have the best eight going to team state instead of this arbitrary, oh, we're going to change it every year, every other year, that obviously you're not getting the best teams there.
I don't say this lightly, so I tend not to say this phrase very often, but they act like they're scared of the area. Like there's something that they're afraid of, these were the athletes here beating athletes over there or whatever the case might be. That's
right.
How it comes across to me as somebody kind of almost from a looking at this from a third perspective and
right.
Everything. It doesn't make sense to do it, why they're doing it otherwise. I can't imagine what financial, it's not as if people here don't spend money or follow their kids.
Right.
Like, they'll follow them up and down the state if they're doing anything, let alone if they're in a sport that's, you know, doing well that they enjoy or something like that.
Randy and I do, and I mean, would we stop at a gas station to get something to, you know, to get something to eat or stop at a restaurant after the game or something? We're spending our money in these communities following our local kids. And that's the thing is people will travel.
Okay.
And that's why, and I mean, I don't know how much I buy the they ignore Central Wisconsin, because, I mean, there's some good teams that they're going to have to reckon with anyways.
Mm-hmm.
But it just, you see it, and it's just frustrating because it's, hey, we're not giving a fair shake here.
Kev, go
back,
ahead.
Back when I was in high school, and I was in the 90s, I actually graduated in 90. I mean, we had to go for our, especially in baseball, we had to go clear over to almost to Eau Claire to play our sectional final. You can't tell me that you can't take some of these schools And at that time was A, B, and C.
Yep.
You can't tell me there's enough Class B schools in Central Wisconsin that we could have made a regional or a sectional just in Central Wisconsin. Because, I mean, obviously, I think they try to keep it as close as you can so that, you know, the schools don't have to, you know, the gas money and all that. But basketball, I remember when they went to the 1, 2, 3, and 4 divisions, there was times that Adams Friendship had to go to Rice Lake to play the sectional final.
I got one better for you from last night. Hockey, Thomas Sparta had to go all the way up to Westman Arena in Superior.
Exactly. You can't tell me that these guys, there's not teams close enough that you could try to keep them close at the beginning or even toward the end of the regional and divide it up better. I which is surprising because the president of the WIA, her kids are playing in the NBA.
Hauser?
Hauser. Hauser, isn't she the president?
I'd have to double check that. I don't want to misspeak on that, but she ranks up there. And I mean, it's one thing too, is the WIA is of course located in Stevens Point, so they are centrally located. So I mean, you know, maybe you can get away with saying no, they are centrally located, blah 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 blah, and they have the state cross country, state gymnastics here, 8-man football championship here, Central Wisconsin, but. And they utilize all over the state, but you've got some pretty good points there too. That teams travel all the time, but why is it always that big split?
Yeah, I see President Corey Hinkle from Luck, Wisconsin. I see.
Well, that's Board of Control.
Board of Control. You're right. Yeah. Whoa, I didn't see that. I thought it was Board of Directors. Oh, yeah. Dyslexia is a heck of a thing.
That's all right.
I appreciate you. Before we let you go, Kev, I did want to ask River King's thoughts, feelings, as we're getting ready to wrap up the regular season here, get ready for the playoffs. How you feeling about it?
I think you'll be seeing them out west or out east. I think they're gonna. I think they should roll through this playoffs pretty well. I mean, a couple of the games at Venue this year. I mean, it's they're fast. They pass well. Coach Ball's got them playing, and they're buying into playing for that logo, and they're playing hard. And I really do see them going out and making some noise out east. I really do. I mean, I think if I look right at the standings, when I look at it, they have the 9th best record in the country.
Yeah,
it's up there.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw it was in the top 10, yeah. Yeah, they're playing some amazing hockey right now.
Well, when you shoot a team 90-18 on like they did on Saturday, I mean, granted, no disrespect to Isanti, but they are not on Rapids level.
No.
And I don't know there's too many teams that are. That was one of the most one-sided hockey games I've ever seen.
I don't want to annoy the man because he is so busy, but I saw that stat Saturday night, and I almost texted him at 1 in the morning, or Sunday morning.
He'd have been up.
I was going to tell, sure he would have been, but I just didn't want to bug him, because I'm like, is that real? Is that 91 shots on goal?
He challenged the guys to put up, I guess, 100, because if they did put up 100, they would be... basically no discipline for the things they did screw up on. And, they came 10 short, so I guess they really got pounded on. Man, I don't know. Man. But
it was a fun weekend. It's going to be another fun one coming up. Kev, thanks for the time. You have a great night, man.
All right, guys. Have a great
night. Have a good one, buddy.
You too. Well, Michael and I will be back more to wrap up the show here on Playmakers, proudly brought to you by Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods here at WFHR. Ow! Welcome back, everybody. I just can't do it. Playmakers here at WFHR. I was going to go into a whole James Brown thing, and I'm not going to do it. We don't have the time for that. We only have a couple of minutes left to show. We want to make some room for you guys. If you want to call up, 715-424-2600. Love to hear from you. Closing the loop, it is Stephanie Hauser that is the executive director of the WIA. So, Kev, you guys were right about that one.
Yep.
And just wrapping that part of the conversation up. Yep. We were talking a little River Kings. Do you want to remind everybody that we got Kings on the radio dial for you this weekend, last regular season games, and they'll be right on our sister station, WIRI. Be sure to join us for those. So taking a look at our schedule, Michael, tomorrow we got the Great Guard Show at 6:05 right here at WFHR.
I'll be on guard for that.
Ah, nice. Looking forward to hearing from Coach about that one. Great Guard. I would love to talk to him just about his recruiting. He is it's not a sneaky thing anymore. He's a darn good recruiter.
Yeah, and I'll be honest with you. After Coach retired there, drawn a blank.
Bo Ryan.
Yep, my old drinking buddy. After, and there's stories behind that. We'll get to some other day.
Yes, we will.
But anyways, so honestly, at first, maybe I gave him a couple years, and I really didn't know what to expect. And I started getting a little sour on him. But you know what? You got to give people time.
Yeah.
And he's shown his worth.
Man, I can't remember what game it was, but it was probably his second year, and I was calling for his head. Own that. I'll own that 100%. I was wrong about that. I'm glad to see that. I love to be wrong in many ways. I like to learn things, and I love seeing a guy who can turn things around and get better at the job. They knew something that we didn't, and it was good to see. That's their job to know that stuff. We are excited about also, of course, as Michael was touching about in the last segment, tomorrow, 7:05, join us for tip-off, Assumption Girls Basketball hosting Stratford. Randy and Mike going to be on the call. That is must-listen-to radio right there. Be sure to check that out, everybody. Friday, 5 o'clock, Playmakers. We'll wrap up the week together, get ready for the weekend. Of course, River King's going on over on our sister station, WIRI. Puck drops at 7 for the Dells Ducks coming to town. Mike going to be on the call for that one. And right here at WFHR at 7 o'clock, Wisconsin Men's Hockey hosting Notre Dame. I make no bones about it. I think there is only one team that I say that I actually hate, and that is Notre Dame. So any opportunity to beat them, go for it. I'll go ahead. I am looking forward to seeing the Badgers be victorious in that one and on Saturday when we play them again right here at WFHR. Saturday morning at 10 a.m., Wisconsin men's basketball taking on Oregon. First time Big Ten really being able to match up there. That's going to be a good one. And again, the River Kings will be on the dial at 7 o'clock on Saturday on WIRI. We'll talk about this on Playmakers on Monday. That is a look at our sports schedule going ahead. We've been talking a little bit about local sports. Did you have anything else you wanted to touch on there?
Basically, playoffs. You talking about playoffs? Yes, I am. And that's a girls' start next week in hoops, and boys who'll have their brackets announced this coming Sunday at 11 a.m. Quick look at it. My opinion only, for what little it matters. The four local teams, I think Nakusa, Port, and Lincoln could bounce their first games. I hate saying it. That's my opinion there. I do think Assumption makes it to at least the sectional semifinal. If they make it that far, they more than likely will face Pacelli, the only team to have beaten the Royals this year. They did it in overtime on the Royals' home court. That game would be played at Waupaca at this moment. And then after that, they'll probably be playing Lena. And that'll be at Wausau West on a Saturday. Game time, that fluctuates. Mm-hmm. So we'll see where that goes. But the Royals, everything's in this is their world now. They've got every opportunity to win the whole you-know-what thing, if we want to quote Taylor from the major leagues.
I like the way this bracket looks for them, for the Lady Royals. I like the way it lays out for them.
No disrespect to my friends that are on the CW in the Central Wisconsin Conference, but Alma Bancroft is not going to beat the Royals. Mm-hmm. Pacelli's got a chance. They did it once before.
Yeah.
But I don't know what to expect. But it's Royals up to Lena. The thing with Lena, they've got a really good center. She's like 6'1", 6'2".
That's right.
Very, very solid ball player. She got them to the championship game last year. I don't know. When Assumption is playing its best defense, I don't know if there's anybody that can match that pressure. And it goes from basically a 1-3-1 to a man in the three-quarter court, half court, and they're trapping, they're pinching you in the corners. Boy, they're forcing you to make long passes. If you can make them, that's how you beat the press, but you've got to be able to make them, and that's tough to do.
There's a lot of great coaches in this Division 5 and everything, but our coaching staff over the coaching staff at Assumption over anybody's, especially with the way that they have been able to adjust year in and year out and the consistency of that program.
And that's a long time going. I mean, you're talking WISA days with Joe Berkhauser until Ryan Klein took it over, and Klein with Jaglinski and Nelson, they're doing very well.
With all that, they're built for this tournament.
They
know this tournament better than most, and that's another thing about this when it comes comes to tournament play to me, which was my what my point on Monday was about the Big Ten in the Big Dance and how confident I feel about them having representation going very deep into the tournament. I'm saying Elite Eight, if not the Final Four. I feel very confident about that.
They could do it.
They are built for this. They are built for tournament play. There is certain styles of this game. The Florida Panthers went to the Stanley Cup, got swept, completely overhauled their team. Like, we're built for the regular season. We're not built for the playoffs.
Yep.
Go on the very next season to win maybe one of the greatest Game 7s in Stanley Cups I've ever seen.
That was a good one.
That's what you need to do in sports. Like, that's what you do. If your team isn't doing that, I don't know what more you can expect from them. It goes back to what we talked about with the Brewers, or what I've talked about endlessly about any of my teams. Just pick one.
If you're not blowing things up to make a championship-worthy team, you're just making a fun family experience.
Nicely done, my man. Nicely done. It was a great show today. Good hanging out with you.
Thanks. You too, buddy.
Great with the callers as well. Appreciate everybody that's been listening out there. And a gigantic thank you to our partners, our teammates, if you will, our good friends over at Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out. Head on over to A Street for all your printing needs. And our amazing friends over at Family Natural Foods. Go there for all of your needs. Check them out, and they are appreciative. We appreciate you. Have a great night, everybody.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.